The well-known Irish mountaineer Noel Hannah has died while descending from the Annapurna Peak in West Nepal, the 10th highest mountain in the world. An official of the Nepalese Tourism Department said the circumstances of Mr. Hannah's death are unclear, but it's understood he died overnight at Camp 5 while making his way down from the summit. In 2019, Noel, who was from County Down, was the first person from Ireland to successfully climb K2, and astonishingly, he climbed the summit of Everest 10 times. Here's a clip of Noel Hannah speaking to the Inspirational Runner podcast about his success on K2.
It was nice hitting the summit, but for me, I wasn't doing it to be the first. Yeah. I was wanting to do it for me. No way. If I had been, yes, it's, while you're doing it, it's nice being the first, but if I had been the 21st, I still would have felt the same on the summit. But then on the summit, you're only halfway there. And that's a lot of people put a lot of effort and whatnot getting to the summit. And I always like to have energy. I love getting back down the mountain as far as possible, because you don't know if the weather changes or conditions on the mountain.
Noel Hannah speaking to the Inspirational Runner podcast, where we can talk now to Pat Falvey, a fellow adventurer and indeed friend of Noel Hannah. And thank you for taking our call on what for all of you, Pat, is a very sad day.
Yeah, it's a very sad day. And like, we got the news yesterday and we were celebrating the fact that he had got to the summit. But as Noel had said there, you're only halfway there. And he died, you know, on his return. It's an 8,000 metre mountain. It's super dangerous. It's called the death zone that he was up in. And Noel understood. Noel was, you know, one of our greatest adventurers as well, and knew all the risks that were attached. And sadly, he's passed away. As of yet, we haven't got a full description of what has happened, but we do believe like that he got back to Camp 4 and died, you know, at Camp 4.
He really was one of our greatest adventurers, an outstanding mountaineer, someone really with an international reputation.
Yeah, and he was a professional. Do you know what I mean? This wasn't a guided, he wasn't being guided or anything like that. He's a professional mountaineer. And sometimes as professional mountaineers, we probably do take extra risks ourselves when we're doing stuff. Like Annapurna is one of the most dangerous mountains in the world. And sadly, like, it has taken him. There's lots of things like that you have to do, and Noel was very, very aware of it. Like, where the sympathy goes out, like, he had a fantastic wife who was also a climber. She summited Everest. And the fraternity, like, I have about 40 people that I know or that were colleagues of mine that have given their lives back to follow their dreams. And it's very sad. Like, last night I went to bed and I was saying, yes, he's done it. And I was saying, like, hopefully he'll get back. But it's coming down always, or nearly always, where the accidents happen. Yeah. And sadly, you know, this morning I woke, there was just a text in from my people in Kathmandu. We have a group out there ourselves at base camp, and said Noel had passed away. And it's just shock. Every time that I hear that, it's the same thing. It's shock.
I mean, Noel was 56, so he had immense experience and was able to draw, presumably, on that enormous experience when in the most difficult of situations. But, you know, as the body gets older, how much tougher does it become, Pat, to cope with the kind of conditions that you'd face on a summit like that?
Well, like, extremely difficult. Like, our heart and our lungs have to expand in size. Like, the breathing. Like, I'll give you an instance. Like, it's 100% oxygen here at sea level. So, like, if you took your oxygen sats, it's at 199. Like, when we go to high altitude and into the dead zone, it's down to 60. And so every single muscle of your body, like, is screaming for oxygen. And it's the same on your heart and your lungs. And as we get older, we're not as good at doing that. And I remember talking to Noel only a couple of years ago. I had given, like, I turned my climbing profession into polar exploration. And I was saying, like, would he not think of doing that? But he loved, you know, the mountains were his cathedrals. It's where he probably, like it's a quote from Anatoly Bukharov, another friend who gave his life. But to know, like, you know, I'm looking at him here on the RT news, and his face, his smile, like, if you look at it, his eyes is glistening. And that's why we do these things. Like, we know they're dangerous, but we still love them. But you know, it's a calculated risk. Mm. The calculation this time, sorry to say, you know, he got it wrong. But our sympathies have to go out to Lynn, you know. you know, I'm just devastated for the family, but Lynn in particular.
Right. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to make that tribute to your friend, the late Noel Hannah. Pat Falvey, thank you very much indeed for that.
And thank you very much, Brian.